Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday, partly cloudy with a chance of rain. Friday, the same.
Saturday we're looking at sunny and 79 degrees on Saturday. So this weekend looks like it's going to be very, very nice, and that works for me, right? Now, today's word of the day is, let's see, is get them to get it for me here. Okay. Portmanteau. Portmanteau. Portmanteau is a noun. Portmanteau. Portmanteau. That's it. Portmanteau. 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 Okay? Portmanteau is a noun. And the first definition is a large suitcase. A large suitcase is called portmanteau. Okay? Portmanteau is a large suitcase. Another definition is a word or morpheme whose form and meaning are derived from a blending of two or more distinct forms. Okay, we're going to forget that one. And we're going to go with a large suitcase. Is a large suitcase. That's a great word to put in your vocabulary. Portmanteau. Portmanteau. Give me my portmanteau, man. Okay? You're at the airport and you say, "That's my portmanteau." They're going to look at you like you got 17 heads. Anyway, portmanteau is the word of the day, and it's a noun, and it means a large suitcase. Okay? So, that's our word of the day. Ingrain it in your brain and use it where. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I see more people are joining the show right now. And thank you guys for tuning in. I expected a large crowd today, and that's exactly what I'm getting, a large crowd. So let's get right into today's episode. Because I know you guys are waiting to hear what I'm going to say on this subject. And I also would like for you guys to call in anytime. I mean, not just today, but anytime. And give me your opinion on a subject that you may feel strongly about, or you may want to disagree with me on. That's fine as well. That's what we're here for, right? We're all here to learn and to add more to our information inside of our brain, right? Let's get to it. Today's episode is entitled, "Society says it's okay for men to do men and women do women." What do I say? What do I say? This is me or you. Okay? What do we say about this? Okay, so we're going to discuss the disgusting ways that society has agreed that it's okay to let men do men and women do women. Right? And I think that coming from my generation, when I was growing up as a kid, as a high schooler, as a college kid, and on into adulthood, where I had to make my own decisions, do my own thing, pay my own bills. There has always been sissies, as we call them, or punks, or I mean, lack of a better word, faggots, we used to call them. And then women, we used to call them dykes or bull. My grandma used to call them bulldoggers. And think about it. There's nothing. It was taboo for me a man to be with another man when I was growing up. It was taboo. And a lot of times these guys, if they did come out and say they were or they were with a man, you know, some of them got jumped on, beat up. I mean, brutally beat. I've seen it before. Okay? So this was taboo when I was growing up. But as I got into my adulthood and on into coming into now my middle agedness, there's, you know, society is starting to lean that away. You see more and more and more gays, homosexuals, lesbians, whatever you want to call them, okay? You see more and more of them all the time. And society seems to be okay with it. Well, I'm not okay with it. It's horrible to me. And it's sending a message to the younger generation that it's okay to be with another man, that it's okay to be with another woman of the, you know, it's okay to be with the same sex. Well, it's not okay. It's not okay. That isn't the way that God meant it to be. People say, oh, Frank, they're born like this. No, they're not. You're not born gay. You're not born a lesbian. I just do not accept that. I do not accept that. If God wanted you to, you know, have male genitals instead of female genitals, he would have started you off that way. And we always say that God doesn't make any mistakes, right? We always say that. When you know, I had an aunt that passed not long ago. And she was hit by a car. That's how she died. Okay? Now, yeah, we all mourned about it and, you know, grieved about it and still are. But he didn't make mistakes. It was time for her. He was ready for her. He's going to be ready for you one day. It's not soon, but he's going to be ready for you one day. We don't know when that day is. What I'm saying is, he doesn't make mistakes. Okay? You were born with male genitals. You were born a male. That's the way he meant it to be. And you know, you see this stuff on TV, and, you know, what I'm talking about directly is the story about Bruce Jenner. And you know, I talked to my wife about this. Bruce Jenner was, in our generation, one of the men. He is Mr. Macho. This guy won 10 gold medals in the Olympics, okay? He's like the Iron Man of that generation, right? Okay, now, what happened? Y'all tell me, what happened in between then and now? Something happened in between then and now. I don't know where, when, or what, but something happened between then and now for him to now want to be a woman. What's the deal there? And I think he's going to take it all the way to the bank, right? Now he's getting these TV interviews. That's what? That's money, okay? He's going to take this thing all the way to the bank. Now he says he's still in the process, and he's not fully engulfed in it, but he's got to take the next step. The next step is to change his genitals. Okay, and think about this. I'm one of the people that watch the Kardashians reality show. Okay, the biggest reality show in the world. I watch it. I'm one of their followers, right? I like the show. Okay, he used to be on the show. Now the mother Kardashian and him are divorced. But I think that she's got something to say about this. But she doesn't want to get involved. I think that she, you know, you know, I mean, lack of a better word, kicked his ass to the curb because he woke up one morning saying, hey, you do me. Y'all know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep it clean, but he woke up one morning telling her, now, you do me. Man, what? You better get out of town. And it was time for him to go. Stage left. Get out. Okay? And now he's gone. Right? But if you look at the interview that he did, he's starting to look like a woman, right? He's got this hair, you know, because in earlier episodes of the show, he had cut his hair off nice like a nice white guy. All right? He had cut his hair off, looked like a nice white guy. Now he's gone to the long hair. I don't know if he put some hair in or whatever. His face all made up, this and that. He's starting to look like a woman to me. But for me, growing up in my generation and having the dad that I had and the mom that I had and the people I had around me, that stuff is totally, totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. My dad hated sissies. Okay? He used to tell me that, boy, if you ever become a sissy, you're going to be in trouble with me. Okay? He hated sissies. And you know, I don't hate gay people. That's a big, hard word, hate. I don't hate gay people. But I am a homophobic person. I don't like them around me. If I know you're a homosexual or you're gay and you're around me, you're going to be in this corner and I'm going to be in this closer, the furthest corner away from you. I guarantee you that. Now, I have a caller from the 404 area code, the first three digits are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who is this and where you calling from?
Oh, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, you hit up on something with that Bruce Jenner. I didn't watch that interview because it was sickening. I think it's all about money. And my thing is, I heard bits and pieces of the interview. Now, he said he's a woman. And Diane Sawyer asked him, well, are you attracted to men? And he said, no, he's not attracted to men, but he's a woman. So my question is, what the hell is he talking about? And who would want to be with him? He's known to be, like you said, a macho man, been muscular, and he's trying to change, so... You know, evidently, he's going to I call it nip tuck. They gonna cut it off and fold it up and put it back up under it. And that first penetration he gonna get, he might change his mind. He says, no, this ain't what I want to be. Better somebody go deep in it. So my thing is, what the hell is he talking about? He's a woman, but he's not attracted to men. So I don't understand it, man. But just that first penetration he get, if there ain't nobody already knocking fire from him, it's about money, man. And he one of the ugliest sisters you ever want to see. So that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. I'll holler, man.
Appreciate it. I can't stop laughing right here. But I'm sad for women. Okay, I'm sad for women because and men too, but I'm sad for women because you got all these women out here that are looking for men. They looking for men for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, sex is probably one of those reasons. But you're looking for a man for sex and you don't even know if he's a man or not. You don't know if he likes women or men. But, ladies, you got to do your homework. You got to, you know, what they call vet these guys. You got to find out what's going on. You got to get in there and ask questions. And you got to find out before you, you know, before you get hurt. You got to find out. But I feel sorry for women because they don't, you know, they don't know. They can't tell because they look like us. They look like straight guys. But they're not. And you got men who are out there looking for women, and then the person that they think is a woman is not a woman. It's a man. But you can't tell it's a man because they've had all this stuff done, taking all these pills, what have you, and they look like a woman. But it's not a woman. You know what I'm saying? And I remember a long time ago, they had a show on Jerry Springer saying that, do you have a secret that you want to tell your mate? So they had this white guy and this black girl on his show. They came out and they sat down and he said, okay, tell him your secret that you want him to know. She turned to this guy, good-looking lady, and a good-looking white guy had on the suit and tie and all this, and she said, well, I wanted to tell you that that I'm a man. They've been together 5 years. He jumps up. He said, you're a what? I'm a man. And he goes crazy, starts stomping around the stage, and he got crazy. And, you know, I'm saying to myself, how does he been with her for, or she for 5 years? How do you know, and that's what Jerry Springer said, how did you keep this from him? She said that whenever we go to bed and have sex, she just did oral sex on him, and he was good with that, and that was it. So I guess she was good at what she did. He was good at what he did. But I'm going to tell you now, you know, that's a sad situation if you hadn't figured out in 5 years that that girl is a guy. That's a sad situation. Right? A sad situation. this guy sitting on stage looked like a woman. Just like a woman. So I feel sorry for women and men who are in that situation, looking for someone that they can spend time with or spend a lifetime with, and they can't tell if they're a female or a male. It is crazy out here. And society has said, okay, it's okay. You sit on TV. I mean, everything's on TV now. When I tell people all the time, when I was growing up, you hardly ever saw a commercial with women with they never even show panties or bras on TV. Now you see it all. Now you got these shows that got these gay situations in them and everything. That was taboo in our days. All right? But society says it's okay for men to do men and women to do women. Hey, guys, that's all I have for you today. I got about a minute left in the show. Join me tomorrow. I may have to do a part two of this thing, but, hey, I'm going to try to move on to something else. It's according to what hits me or how many people ask me to talk some more. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.